And now, the year in movies. There were good films, there were bombs. Our own Joel Siegel sat through all of them and has come up with the 10 best of 2005 and joins us to share his picks. I love this more than any of your hits.
What was your favorite movie?
I really love Crash.
Made the list?
Excellent.
We have
impeccable taste.
Oh, yes, we do. Even though it wasn't a great year at the movies, on either side of the screen, on Hollywood's side, box office was down for a lot of reasons. On our side of the screen, there really weren't that many great films, better performances and direction than there were great films in 2005. Examples, Philip Seymour Hoffman's great performance wasn't enough to put Capote on my 10 best list. Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, terrific in Walk the Line, but not enough to push the movie over the line. And the one that hurts, number 11, March of the Penguins, didn't make the cut. But here are the 10 that did.
Why am I being investigated?
George Clooney mumbled his lines, grew a beard, put on 30 pounds. The anti-movie star makes my 10 best twice this year. First, for Siriana.
I'm thinking of your health.
No, you're not. They've asked you to rein me in, and you're doing it.
Brazilian director Fernando Moraes makes my 10 best 2 years in a row. Last year, City of God. This year, The Constant Gardener. It could have been a contender, an Oscar contender. I think Cinderella Man could have been the champ. But the studio opened it way too early and way too close to last year's Oscar winner, Million Dollar Baby. But hold the phone. Even if the twice-overlooked Paul Giamatti just gets an Oscar nomination, it's a Cinderella story come true. And the film is a knockout.
Did we know each other?
This year's Best Movie with the Worst Title Award goes to A History of Violence. They could have called it A History of Violins, would have made as much sense. I don't know anyone who's seen King Kong who hasn't loved it. It's like being 9 years old at the movies all over again. It's that thrilling, that exciting.
Well, I ain't gonna smell it if that's what you want.
It's a talking beaver.
Two incredible facts about the Chronicles of Narnia. None of the animals are real, and there's no blood in the battle scenes. The third incredible fact, Christmas week it sold more tickets than King Kong.
Just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, 8 or 9 athletes of the Israeli team are being held prisoner.
Steven Spielberg's Munich. Brilliant. Mixing ABC's actual coverage of the killing of 11 members of the Israeli Olympic team with a breathtaking fiction of the Israeli hit team that sought revenge. And what the film asks is the real cost of revenge. This pitch-perfect cast is one reason Oscar needs a Best Ensemble Acting category.
You see that?
Like, she's cold.
She got colder as soon as she saw us, though.
And the amazing cast in Crash is another. A dozen disparate lives crashed together in Charlie Gibson's pick for the best film of the year.
We are going with a story that's...
George Clooney's second appearance on my 10 best, Good Night and Good Luck. And this one he acts in, he wrote, he produced, and directed, and he could be Oscar nominated for 3 out of 4 because he gave the best part to David Strathairn.
When this thing grabs hold of us again, in the wrong place, in the wrong time, we're dead.
And Brokeback Mountain, Heath Ledger's acting, Ang Lee's direction, and a story you've never seen before. It's the best film of the year.
My original review of Brokeback Mountain, I said it's going to lead the league in Oscar nominations. I still think that's true, but it's not a sure thing to win an Oscar in any of the categories. This year, there are no sure things, come on.